So let's get back to our Easter morning service then.
I've told you, Sam, it's all over. It's over. It's finished. It's just awful. It's just all
Rosie,
over.
Rosie.
It is.
No.
Rosie.
What, Paul?
Rosie.
Yes, Paul.
Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Sam.
Morning.
We haven't seen you for a while. We haven't seen them since Holiday Club, have we? We haven't seen you for a while. And all you do straight away when you come on this morning is you start arguing.
Well, it's because it's all finished.
What's finished? What, Rosie, what are you talking
about?
In
John 19, verses 30, Jesus said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and died. You see? Finished.
Oh, Rosie.
Very sad, Paul. I'm very sad.
Yeah, but Rosie, you haven't really got it right. You haven't really kind of understood it properly.
Are you trying to say I'm thick?
If that's the way you want to interpret what I've said to you, Rosie, then that's fine.
So is it finished or is it not finished?
Yeah, you're really confusing us now.
Well, he's always confusing us, isn't he, Sam?
Yeah. Right, okay, listen.
Sorry, Paul.
Well, yes, it is finished, right? But actually, no, not really.
Is that like, yeah, but, no, but?
Yeah, but, no, but, what, but, yeah, whatever, yeah. So, yeah, it is finished, but not really. Does that make sense now? You understand now?
No, it doesn't make sense at all. You're confusing us as usual.
It doesn't take much, though, Rosie, does it? So, listen. Just think about it for a moment, okay? When Jesus was on the cross and he said, "It is finished," he wasn't saying, "Everything's finished forevermore." It's just that bit, okay? We're going to explain that as we go along.
But just listen. I hope I can understand it, Paul.
Yeah,
I'm confused.
Hope I'm going to help you understand it as well.
Okay, Paul.
So don't stress me out even more. So, but just listen, we're going to have a Bible reading. Where's Bethany?
Okay.
Bethany's going to listen to this Bible reading, and hopefully this will start to help you understand it a bit more,
listen,
Rosie.
Paul.
And you're going to promise to stop arguing now?
I promise, but, well, maybe not.
No, I bet you don't. Okay, so Bethany's going to read from Matthew 28.
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you."
Well done. Thank you.
How exciting. How exciting. He's not gone then. He's alive.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what we're here to celebrate,
that's
isn't it?
Very exciting.
That Jesus is alive. You see, when he said on the cross, "It is finished," what he was talking about was, Jesus was talking about that bit of the work he came to do was finished.
Okay.
And we'll explain a bit more about that as we go along.
Okay.
But it wasn't the end, because Jesus came back to life. Jesus is alive. And that's what we want to celebrate this morning, Rosie and Sam. Okay, that's what we're really excited about this morning.
Well, thank you, Paul. I'm in a much better mood now.
Okay. I'm going to say a prayer and then we're going to sing some songs, okay?
Okay?
And to give thanks to God that Jesus is alive. Okay, so let's pray together. Father, thank you that this morning we can bring the fullness of our praise and worship to you on this Easter Sunday morning, the day when perhaps more than any other we remember that Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for all that you have given to us in our risen Lord and Saviour. And we give our all to you this morning in praise and worship and adoration. Father, lead us by your Spirit's power in all that we will share this morning, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.